Well, I guess we've all heard. First off, from my standpoint, it was a big honor to be the captain of this team, and I know myself, and I'm sure Millsy will tell you the same thing. We kind of been prepared for this. Patty was very first class from the get-go with myself since he's been here and came in along with Teddy and Tim, and obviously I'm really excited to have this opportunity with St. Louis. My dream and my biggest goal to be a hockey player is to have an opportunity and just to have a chance at the Stanley Cup, and I feel they have a great team. I have a lot of connections obviously with that organization from a lot of the past Dallas guys that now, including Doug Armstrong and Hitchcock and Brett Hall. I mean, I can go down the list. There's a lot of guys that I know, and also some players on that team that I know, and I'm just very thankful for the opportunity that I, in my short time with the Sabres, that I got here. My family, myself, from the fans, I want to thank them as well. They've been nothing but first class from the moment I put the jersey on here, and when I said last week, it felt great the moment I stepped in here in this organization, from the loyal people that's helped me and got me to this point. And now I'm off to a new adventure. I'm gonna miss my teammates that I've got to know here in this dressing room in the last little while, and also the coaching staff, like I said. And I'm gonna let obviously Ryan talk here now, and we'll hit your questions. Thanks, guys.
I don't know if I'll make it through, so I'll just keep it quick. Just thankful to everybody in Buffalo, friends, fans, the organization, top down, management over the years that believed in me, Terry and Kim for coming in and doing a nice job, making this continuing the tradition of this being a great organization. Looking forward to see what they can do here. They're going with their new direction. Patty, real high class kind of individual, and see what he can do, and bring in Ted and just thankful for all my teammates over the years. It's always a great place to come to the rink and compete. I don't know. I thought I'd be a little more precise and concise with what I'm speaking, but it's just kind of all jumbled around. Just very emotional right now. It's hard to think it's been 12 years with this organization, and I am very excited for an opportunity to have a new adventure, to have a new opportunity. I have a strong sense that that they have a very special team. They work hard. I get to know some of the guys on that team with the USA program. Competing against some of those guys, you get to know them, and they have a very strong competitive spirit. So, look forward to joining that kind of that group there. From the coaches on down, especially Jim Corsi, who's been just a great supporter, a true friend. He really cares about his players and allowed me the chance to develop. I'm not going to make it through, so let's just do two questions.
Ryan, as the emotions may eventually die, get beyond them, the thought of going to a team that's in the playoff race and is perhaps now an even more legitimate Stanley Cup contender. Is there a sense, what is the sense of excitement and challenge in doing, you know, in that move?
Well, it's definitely, it's humbling and flattering that they would, you know, make that kind of move and bring us in with the intention of, you know, giving them some help to push for Stanley Cup. You know, it feels good that they think highly of us, and we're excited for the opportunity there. But also, it is about you know, the responsibility we now have to that organization, and to show up and, you know, get up to speed and compete as hard as we can to you know, to live up to that. I guess live up to the trade, so to speak. So, you know, I'm taking this extremely seriously already. It's exciting, and it's hopefully going to be kind of situation where everything kind of clicks and we can have some fun.
Can you guys take us through the chronology of this evening? I mean, were you dressed for the warm up? Who told you to not dress? Take us through the chronology when you got to the end of the night.
Teddy grabbed both of us, you know, about an hour before, I would say, warm-ups or whatnot, and we just, you know, had our gear on, just kind of start warming up kind of deal, not hockey gear, but just our gym gear, I guess you'd say, and they both told us just kind of sit tight, and that something was kind of in it to see what was going to happen, so.
Ryan, do you have a favorite memory from the season?
Yeah, I mean, that first year after the lockout, the playoff run, it just kind of, you know, I think it kind of caught everybody in town by surprise a little bit, so there's that extra kind of unexpected energy there, and it was just nice to see where things were turning back for this organization, where you really thought this organization deserved to be with the kind of standing they had in the city, and it had been kind of rough for a few years, and to kind of bring people back and build the faith back up. You know, even as a young player, we understood, you know, what was happening, and we were, you know, excited by the possibility of you know, taking that as far as we could go. And, you know, that was a special moment. But, you know, I've had a lot of things that stand out, I've basically grown up here, so it's a lot of my life. Over a third of my life has been upstate New York, so you can really say that this is where I grew up, and this is where I'm, you know, I've had a lot of moments in my life, and things, you know, obviously forever going to be tied to this part of the world, and I hope to continue that relationship as best I can moving forward.
Obviously, tougher to leave the Sabres or to leave the community because you've made yourself a big part of this community?
I think they're kind of one and the same. This team is very entwined with the community and what it means to play for the Sabres, and then, of course, what it means to be a member of the community here. I have said it many times. People care about each other around here, and it's really what makes it you know, nice to play here. You have people who have a strong bond with their sports, football and hockey, lacrosse, baseball, but at the same time, you know you're not just an athlete here. You know, I've always felt like people have taken the time to talk to me on a personal level, and always appreciated it. And really, you know, gonna miss that part, you know, this part of the world.
This is something that's been talked about a long time, but obviously, it's something you can't prepare for.
Yeah, thought about it for a while, and kind of figured this is what would happen. Just kind of hits you all at once.
We got maybe one more for the guys.
Steve, what is it like for you not just to be going yourself to St. Louis, but with a player like Ryan Miller, who you learned a lot about, and what you two might be able to be capable of in helping the Blues?
It's honestly, it's amazing. This guy right here is best goalie in the world. I've played with some good ones. I've seen some good ones. I'm amazed with his focus, his preparation. Since I came in, I was just blown away with how his mindset has been. And I mean, even with the speculation from the summertime that was going on and whatnot, he came in so professional and has been our best player, our MVP here in Buffalo in a tough, tough season, a 30th place team. And to have that opportunity to go along with Ryan, for myself personally, I know how great he is. And, you know, both of us want to live up to expectations, and I know we're both focused to do so.
Steve, it will be easier to, because it's a very compacted schedule, that you'll be able to find your rhythm quicker with St. Louis as opposed to more spread out.
I guess we're going right into the fire. We got, you know, 20-something games left. What do they have? The season picks up right about now, and I guess I'm lucky enough that we got two quick games and to kind of get up to speed after this Olympic break and kind of move forward from there.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Thanks, we'll have Tim Murray, secondary mission down here.
Thanks, sir.